What is the benefit of having principles? I think it's pretty obvious because once you understand what the principles are, you can align whatever you do with those principles and act in a way that is consistent with your principles, which means that you will do more and more of what you think is really important and less of what you think it's not, which already makes a huge difference in our life.
Hi, and welcome to Lead Well, the podcast for you if you want to get better at leading yourself and leading others. This is Christine Schickinger, your host, looking into how you can achieve peak performance while keeping a peaceful mind.
Over the last few days, I have thought a lot about principles, principles of the coaching methods that I'm working with, principles of companies that I admire. And that brought me to thinking about, well, what are my principles? What are the principles for my neuropositive approach? And to do that, of course, first of all, I needed to understand what are principles. And I want to share that process with you. And maybe it will encourage you and also inspire you to think about your own principles in life. Now, what are principles? You could say that there are fundamental truth or a guiding belief that shapes how you as an individual or your business or a corporate organization, and also methodologies, how they operate, how they function. So it's a core foundation. You could also say they are the foundation for decision making, for behavior, also for problem solving. And it's not just a rule, because a rule can change over time as the environment changes, as the situation changes, but the principles remain really constant. That's why I said you can compare them to your values, to what is really important to you. So this is a guiding compass of how to behave, what to do in various situations. Now, when we look at the official definitions, there is a definition from Oxford that says a principle is a fundamental truth or proposition that serves as the foundation for a system of belief or behavior or for a chain of reasoning. So, a fundamental truth, a fundamental proposition that you have decided you have found to be true for yourself. When we look more at a business definition, you could say that a principle is a set of guiding beliefs that influence how a company operates, makes decisions, and interacts with stakeholders, and stakeholders being clients, service providers, and of course also the employees. Now, what are some examples? If we look into the business world first, for example, let's look at Amazon leadership principles. These are guiding for decision making at all levels. So everyone in Amazon making a decision should have these in their mind. And the first one is customer obsession. It's not only orientation, it's really obsession. So start with the customer in mind and work backwards. Very end oriented, end goal oriented. The next one is bias for action. So instead of waiting, there is also this term of analysis paralysis. So not being active because you think you don't have all the data, and haven't we all been there? Speed matters in business. So take risks and make sure in the McKinsey approach, they call that make iterations. So start and then you iterate. And this is also something in the agile methodology. We also already talked about this approach, that you start with what is the minimum thing that you can produce, the minimum thing that you can do, and then you get feedback, you get information on how well it works, and then you iterate and make it better. And then another principle of Amazon is invent and simplify. So instead of doing always what has always been done, find new ways, seek new ways to improve. So look out for what had not been done before. And I found those three are really interesting and I can really relate to them. Don't know how about you. Then there are the principles of methods like NeuroGraphica. And you probably have already looked at my NeuroGraphica channel and found the 10 principles there that are very focused, of course, on drawing and visualizing your thinking, your ideas, your thought process, and hence your progress with the use of pen and paper. Now, there are some principles in NeuroGraphica, like an image integrates the meanings, and the meanings contain the states of mind. It also contains a principle that says the universe. And I'll show you. The universe fits on the tip of a marker. So here I have everything that I need to bring things on paper, and I can draw and write anything on paper. So the whole universe fits on that tip. Also, another principle there is any task has a graphical solution. So whatever I want to figure out, and I have shown you in the last episode how we figured out a conflict between a leader and her manager in a visual format, drawing two buildings and how they relate to each other. So another way to say, yeah, any task has a graphical solution. And the last principle of NeuroGraphica is drawing is easy. And that's what I always tell anyone who's coming towards me. And they ask me, well, Christine, can I do NeuroGraphica? And I say, yes, if I can do it, you can do it because I am not an artist. I'm not the born creative person. I'm the born rational. But NeuroGraphica makes it really easy for us to draw, put things on paper and figure out solutions from there. So 10 principles for NeuroGraphica. Then for the trust technique, we have four principles. And the four principles in trust technique are peace, patience, persistence, and purpose. So doing everything in a peaceful manner with inner peace and bringing peace to the environment, isn't that a great principle? It's also patience. I'm one who loses her patience pretty quickly, but I've learned that if I wait, for example, until a dog has reached the same level of relaxation as they used to be in before I continue working with them, this makes a whole difference. So patience pays off. Then persistence. If we're doing things only once in a while, it doesn't help as much as if we're doing things on an ongoing basis, constantly, with great consistency and persistence. And of course, the purpose. Having a purpose in mind, and our purpose is to help animals and their people in the trust technique world. And so the purpose is to be helpful, to be supportive. And these four really have shaped my world over the last 8 years since I've got to know trust technique quite a lot. Now, from there, of course, I ask myself the question, now, what could my principles be? And there were a few words that came to mind immediately. Kindness. Empathy, positivity, curiosity. And with the help of some colleagues, with the help of some friends, I have come up with those four principles for neuropositive, for the neuropositive approach. You could call them the neuropositive leadership principles. And leadership in that case is leading myself, leading others, and others could be animals and people. So it's very, very universal. Now, my first principle is presence. Because I have learned presence brings clarity. So, whatever you do, lead with awareness. Make sure that you are aware of yourself and the environment when you are acting, when you're thinking, when you're doing things. So, presence. The second of the neuropositive principles is perspective, because our perspective shapes our reality. And in the perspective, I would love to see curiosity because it's so much more meaningful. If I look at things and instead of just saying, well, that's bad or that's good, saying, okay, what can I learn from that? Why are people acting the way they do? What exactly are they doing? How exactly are they doing that? So, literally, use that approach of inquiring like a scientist. I love that, scrutinizing to make sure that you understand, you get more understanding, and your perspective gets a broader view. And also, I love to have a perspective that is focused on what if this happened for me instead of to me? So, a perspective of positivity. What could that mean in a positive way? What just happened to me? And sometimes that's hard, and we already talked about that. And sometimes it really helps to get a broader, a different perspective on things. The third principle of neuropositive is progress. And don't get me wrong, I'm not only about a new career or more money or faster running. I'm about momentum. So progress to me is going forward, progressing in life, going forward in life, and doing that in small steps, because the smallest steps lead to growth. I don't need to wait until I can take this huge next step. I can take the very tiny small step to start with, and I will find that it's then easy to add a second, third, and fourth step after that. And this progress to me is also bundled to piloting, experimenting. So, whenever, for example, I told you about my no sugar, no chocolate challenge, and as this episode goes live, I am on day 30 of my challenge. I would have never thought at the beginning that I would get to 30 days. Should I have set myself the goal to go for 30 days with no chocolate, no sugar. At that time that I started, I would never have got to that. So my goal was to go without sugar and chocolate for just that day, sometimes even just for that moment. And that's how this all accumulated into this 30 days that I accomplished. Now, I will go into detail into all the different principles in upcoming episodes. That's why I'm just mentioning it really briefly now. And there is one principle left, and that's the fourth principle, and that is purpose, Remember, that was also a principle for the trust technique because I love it that much. In German, I gave myself the brand name Die Sinnstifterin, which doesn't have a translation into English, but it means that's the one who gives purpose with a pen, because I was focused a lot on neurographica at that time. And so purpose to me is really important because it ensures alignment. It ensures that I lead with meaning. I lead with what I find meaningful in life. And of course, my clients, what they find meaningful in life. Now, without going into more detail, because as I said, I will do that in upcoming episodes, let's look into what are the benefits of defining and following principles, because you might also want to come up with your own principles for your own life, for your own business. Now, of course, having principles makes sure you stay consistent. So whenever you make a decision, and this is not only true in business, this is true for your own life as well. Now, what is the benefit of having principles? I think it's pretty obvious. Because once you understand what the principles are, you can align whatever you do with those principles and act in a way that is consistent with your principles, which means that you will do more and more of what you think is really important and less of what you think it's not, which already makes a huge difference in our life. Because you probably know that everything you say no to enables you to say yes to something else. And so by having principles, I'm making sure that I'm saying yes to what's important much more often. I hope this episode has inspired you to think about your own principles, because I'm sure you have an idea of them. Maybe you don't have them as clear as you would like them to be. And I'm curious to hear what your principles might be. Thank you for now. Bye bye.
This was Lead Well. Now, what is the one thing that you're taking away from this episode? Please share in the comments below and do share the podcast with your friends and family, but only if you like it.